Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. An Illinois appellate court has ruled that an Urbana hospital has to pay property taxes. The 4th District Appellate Court agreed with the State Department of Revenue and local tax authorities who say that Provena Covenant Medical Center doesn't provide enough charity care to be tax exempt. Provena officials said yesterday that they just received the opinion and declined immediate comment. The Department of Revenue declined to renew the tax exemption in 2004. The decision obligated Provena to pay more than $1 million a year in property taxes. An administrative law judge later sided with the hospital. The Department of Revenue rejected that recommendation, which it can do, leading to the appellate court case. A St. Clair County jury has awarded $5 million to a man who sued the Diocese of Belleville, saying it covered up alleged sexual abuse by a priest in the 1970s. The jury yesterday found the diocese fraudulently concealed a Champaign man's claims. James Wisniewski filed a civil lawsuit in 2002. The Belleville News Democrat says he called yesterday a great day for him and other abuse victims. This 47-year-old Wisniewski alleges that Reverend Raymond Kamenaki molested him when he was an altar boy. Former Belleville Bishop Wilton Gregory testified that key documents about Kamenaki were kept from him. Gregory removed Kamenaki from the active ministry in 1995. Kamenaki isn't charged criminally. Illinois Director of Veterans Affairs Tammy Duckworth was a featured speaker last night at the Democratic National Convention in Denver. She spoke about her experience fighting the war in Iraq. Duckworth was badly injured 4 years ago when a grenade struck her helicopter. Duckworth says under the current Republican administration, too many of her fellow veterans are receiving inadequate care and support.
When our warriors come home, they deserve the best VA medical care. But too often, they get bureaucracy, not benefits. They find inadequate access, inferior facilities, and infuriating paperwork.
Duckworth says she supports Barack Obama's plan for caring for veterans, which includes offering more post-traumatic stress services. Before an audience of more than 20,000 people, she also gave her boss, Governor Rod Blagojevich, credit for his veterans programs. Some predict that Blagojevich will appoint Duckworth to Obama's U.S. Senate seat as he's elected president. Duckworth lost a race 2 years ago to now Republican Congressional Peter Roskam. Lawmakers say they can't trust him. His administration is under investigation by federal prosecutors, and some of his fellow Democrats blame him for the state's budget issues. But it looks like Governor Rod Blagojevich will try for a third term. When asked by reporters if he would try to keep his job when his current term expires in 2010, Blagojevich evaded a direct answer, but he called himself a great governor because of all he has accomplished.
So, for example, given a child health care, I can't think of anything more important than that. That would probably get a 10 if this was like Olympic scoring, right?
Blagojevich says he likes his job and there's no reason why he would not want to keep it. The governor made his remarks during a rare lengthy media availability yesterday morning. It was his first appearance at daily meetings this week of Illinois delegates at the Democratic National Convention. Last night, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley added his voice to the chorus of Illinois politicians vouching for Barack Obama before a national audience. From Denver, Walbert Wilderbor has more.
In his speech at the Democratic Convention, Daley said, as mayor of the city of Chicago, he knows something about Obama. He said, Obama's done good things in Illinois, and he'll do good things for the rest of the country.
Barack Obama didn't care about what party you belonged to or what part of Illinois you were from. He knew that all of our people share common hopes and common dreams, and he found ways to move us forward together.
Daley also mentioned Obama's work as a community organizer in Chicago. That's something the Illinois politicians have hit on time and again. It seems to be resonating with convention attendees, as many are saying they're impressed with how long Obama's been committed to public service. At the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Robert Wildebor.
Indiana Senator Evan Bayh is scheduled to make his first appearance on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. The show broadcast on Comedy Central says the Democratic senator will appear on the show tonight. It's Bayh's first appearance on the show and comes a day after he addressed the Democratic National Convention. On Tuesday, Stewart interviewed Virginia Governor Tim Kaine, another Democrat who didn't make the cut for Barack Obama's running mate. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
9:35, we check in with meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning.
Good morning.
We still see a chance of rain in our forecast, but what I'm thinking about in terms of rain and heavy weather is who's going to be impacted by Gustav in the next few days.
Well, it's I think the next impact is mainly going to be on Jamaica. Looks like Gustav's heading for Jamaica, and then after that, parts of Cuba. It looks like it'll cross the western tip of Cuba, maybe part of the Yucatan Peninsula, and then Sunday, Gustav will emerge in the Gulf of Mexico. And right now it appears it's going to move northwestward and take aim on someplace between Texas and Florida. It could be anywhere in that area, which is a large area at this point, but we're still looking at landfall almost 5 days away, so there's still a lot of question marks on where Gustav will end up. But hurricane warnings are out for Jamaica now, so that's an area that's likely to be impacted